I'm actually allergic to the sun. And it's important that you know that I'm Indian, because India is like on somewhere near the equatorial, whatever. And it is pretty brutal. And when you come from a place and all your ancestors are like into the sun, people really wonder if you're like lying to them. And everyone's always wondering if I'm lying to them. I have a handicap permit because I can't make it like from work in the parking lot to like the front door. So sunblock, let's talk about that for a second. 70 probably lasts me like 10 minutes, maybe. Yeah, so Indian. I can make really, really round chapatis, though. Like, nailing that. Yeah. My mom is like, no one's ever going to marry you, but your food. Listen. Anyway, I'm dating like this really tall, extremely pale white guy, so we really get along very well. The reason I wanted to come up here is because a lot of you guys talk about like how much you've researched what's happening to you, and this has been happening to me since I was probably like a toddler, like maybe 5. And my family and I went through like this whole process of like trying to figure out what it was, and finally we like figured it out that it was the sun. And I basically like it's like sunburn, but it's like eczema, so it's way worse. And you know, I went to the beach once, and my thigh swole up to probably like twice its size. And I have a friend who is the kind of person that's like always game for everything and will like cheer you on through everything. And she went to the beach with me, and she looked at my thigh and she just had this like look of terror on her face. Like, what have I done to you? Like, why did I tell you to go to the beach? But the long and short of it is, A, I'm going to go research my situation because, you know, I really don't like my dermatologist. I go there every few years to, like, get my handicap permit so I can make it to my office. But, A, thank you for, like, telling me I should go do that subconsciously, right? But what's really, really grown with me, like, as I've grown older, I'm a very self-conscious person, but this part about me I've really grown to, like, accept. And people ask me about it a lot, like, how do you live with that? Like, how do you deal with it? And I think maybe some people in this audience can relate to this, is like you just kind of learn to live with it. And I've learned to live with it, but I've also learned that like it's not going to stop me. So this past weekend, I went to the Jason Aldean concert because I'm the quintessential country fan. Thank you very much. And yeah, you know what? I broke out, and it was not pretty, and I got very frustrated with myself because I thought I was getting better at this, but I'm not. I'm very irresponsible. But what else I've learned is I don't really care what other people think. So if you walk away from this thinking I'm not really going to research my disease, but you should at least walk away with, like, you should love yourselves, because no one really cares at the end of the day. People still like me. I think I'm okay. I'm pretty funny. I have one friend here with me, so, you know, really nailing that game. But thank you for inspiring me to go Google and WebMD my situation, but mostly also I wear gloves and they look pretty fabulous, so.